From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Bush is headed for a showdown with the Democratic-controlled Congress over his plan to send another 21,500 soldiers and Marines to Iraq. Today, the top two Senate and House Democrats vowed they'll push ahead with votes on a non-binding resolution opposing the troop buildup. Other lawmakers are working up an alternative. In a few minutes, Melissa will talk with Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman. He is a strong supporter of the president's plan. First, here's NPR's David Wellna from the Capitol.
Today, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid promised to hold an up or down vote in the Senate on the non-binding resolution that Democrats Joe Biden and Carl Levin and Republican Chuck Hagel introduced this week.
I believe that a bipartisan resolution saying we don't want the escalation of the war in Iraq is the beginning of the end of the present policy in Iraq. I think it is extremely important the American people know that Congress joins with them in saying no escalation.
Hagel and Maine's Olympia Snow are so far the only Republicans backing that resolution, which says it's not in the national interest to be, quote, escalating the U.S. troop presence in Iraq. Some Republicans who oppose a troop buildup find the word escalating too political, and the bill's sponsors say it could still be changed to win broader support. At the same time, Republicans John Warner and Susan Collins and Democrat Ben Nelson will unveil their own resolution early next week, one that could possibly bar the U.S. from fighting in Baghdad. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, for his part, has threatened to filibuster the resolution introduced this week. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi complained on ABC TV today that President Bush is already moving more troops into Iraq.
The president knows that because the troops are in harm's way, that we won't cut off the resources. That's why he's moving so quickly to put them in harm's way.
That prompted a sharp response from White House spokeswoman Dana Perino, who called Pelosi's remarks poisonous.
Speaker Pelosi was arguing, in essence, that the president is putting young men and women in harm's way for tactical political reasons, and she's questioning his motivations rather than questioning his policies. The one thing you can say about President Bush is that he's not moving forward with this new plan because he thinks it is popular. He is doing it because he thinks it is right.
But Lee Hamilton, the Democrat who co-chaired the bipartisan Iraq study group, took a shot at the president's plan in testimony today before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Hamilton said the U.S. should be focusing on training Iraqi security forces.
You delay the date of completion of the training mission. You delay the date of handover of responsibility to the Iraqis. You delay the date of departure of U.S. forces from Iraq.
The Senate will likely start debating the Iraq resolutions in committee on Wednesday after the president's State of the Union address. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.